Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Enveloper, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is 11 o'clock here on the West Coast, and I am so excited to bring so many fabulous women to the show, women that I meet along the way. And my first guest this morning is someone that I've really never met, but I was recommended to me. And I had a conversation with her during the week, and I'm just thrilled to have her on the show. Every woman is a superwoman in her own right, and I love bringing their stories for you to hear, to learn from, and to sort of help shape some of the idea. And I watch the word I use there, to shape some of the ideas as you go through life. So I'm thrilled to bring on an Emmy and Award winning producer. She's a documentary filmmaker and author. Her distinguished career, during her career, she's produced and written over 40 documentaries on architecture, medical research, wilderness protection, on artists and social issues. She also worked with NBC News, where she covered Abu Dhabi's catapult into the 20th century and the British withdrawal from the Persian Gulf, among many other things, and we're going to be talking about that. She is a really extraordinary lady, and you can see her TED Talk called Shape Hiding in Plain Sight. Please welcome Lois Farfel Stark to the show.
Hello, Clarissa. Happy to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. Sorry. You know, we did have a couple of technical glitches, which got us started a little bit late, and that always helps. Doesn't always help to get us nice and clear in our heads as we start, but I am now, and so I can't tell you how thrilled I am. And as I was doing my research on you, I was becoming more and more fascinated, not only by you and the work that you've done, but the way you have started to see patterns through the shapes in history. And as you say, shapes help to organize and to orient us.
Exactly.
And I wanted you to talk. First of all, everybody go take a look at the TED Talk as well, but you can learn more about Lois as we're speaking to her at loisstark.com. And you'll be wanting to take a look at her TED Talk, which you'll be able to find right there on her website. But tell us a little more about how, first of all, your work is extraordinary. So if you wanted to start out telling us how that came about, how did you start out as a young, I'm assuming a young journalist, and how you moved through the ranks in your career?
Well, I think we're all trying to make sense of the world because it's moving so quickly every day and in our lifetime especially. And the trick of trying to make sense of it is a more or less the same kind of process you do as a journalist if you land in a foreign country and you're trying to find a telling image that might convey what it is that sums up the essential part of the culture, the mindset. And as I started to look for those images then that could communicate what it was that gave the ultimate orientation of their mental map, I realized that shape had a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. And so I started to notice in shelters, social systems, sacred sites, just what the world was mm-hmm. telling us by looking at it. Mm-hmm. So probably all of us woke up this morning in a rectangular room, mm-hmm. and maybe you reached for your device to check your emails on a rectangular device, and you stepped out into a city that's laid out as a grid, and you don't even notice the shapes that are shaping you. They're so pervasive that if you start to notice them, you can change them more beneficially, both individually for your lives and collectively for our cities and societies. So then I started to read the past and try to glimpse the future by looking at the very mega shapes that have shifted through time, that changed our way of living, that changed our way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And early humans, like migratory humans, saw the world as a connected web because they were embedded in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then they imitated that web in round-thatched huts, Stonehenge, labyrinths, mm-hmm. medicine wheels. Even their governance was councils,
right.
and their economics was barter systems. So mm-hmm. it was all about this cycling system.
Right. It's interconnected,
then,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then when we had writing and agriculture, we had more people in one place, and the whole order and orientation went to a ladder. And then the ladder, it's about measurement, linear thinking, mm-hmm. hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
There are rungs that are social tiers, economic tiers. And
you saw that when you saw a military troop marching in Liberia,
exactly.
in Monrovia, right. Right.
One day I was doing a young woman's initiation ceremony in the backcountry of Liberia, where women danced in a circle, and they danced in a round hub of this settlement, and all of that hub was surrounded by round huts that were then in the next concentric circle.
Mm-hmm.
So they were imitating the way they saw the world. But the next day I filmed in Monrovia, there was a military parade, and all of the soldiers were lined up in a perfect row, like pods, marching like graph paper being turned, and all the generals were lined up with their medals announcing their place in the hierarchy. So it went from a connected world to a linear world.
Mm-hmm.
And then we live in that world now, in cities laid out as grids. The faces of buildings are made of grids. We work in desk pods on floors
mm-hmm.
that are all full of
right.
those right lines, right angles and straight lines. But then the network is also coming into our world today, and we're already smack dab in the middle of its burst. So
right.
it's not only in data visualization and how we bank and shop and socialize by the internet, but it's in airline hubs.
Mm-hmm.
It's even the way that we now describe science, like
right.
bacteria colonizing. And you don't think about it, but bacteria have learned to network, and they are 2.5 billion years older than we are.
Right.
So they've learned something about partnerships and cooperative living that
mm-hmm.
we could learn from.
Right. No, without a doubt. I wanted to go back just a little bit. When you were in Abu Dhabi, you were, as a young journalist in 1969, doing a story there, and there was a sheikh that had asked you a question. And he had asked you that question, are you going to be doing this story from your head or your heart? To which you answered,
both, I hope.
Both, I hope. Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, please. I'd love to hear exactly how that played out. How were you able to do both?
Well, you have to both listen, and you listen with both your head and your heart. There's compassion in a relationship as well as dialogue. Everyone brings a different variation, coloration to the same subjects. Things aren't so much a debate, but just a filling in of the full arc
mm-hmm.
of, if you think of opinions as colors,
right.
then we want to see all the shades, and we want to learn complementary shades. And you can think of like those graphs where the color charts go all around, and yet we don't. We tend to think of it more in dualistic terms. But when he asked me that question about the head and the heart, I would hope that there was no separation. But more important than my answer was his question, because he was leading his country, which was then only a sheikhdom. It was before the United Arab Emirates
mm-hmm.
were even formed.
Sure.
And he actually had to take a Bedouin society into the 20th century and do it with stability and,
mm-hmm.
and growth that was fast but still stable.
Mm-hmm.
So he went from a culture that relied on qualities to one that relied on quantity.
Quantity, right.
From the meaning, where everything was more or less storytelling and relationships in a world of meaning meaning in those Bedouin cultures into a world of metrics. Mm-hmm. And he really did it beautifully. And I sort of sum up those two points of view as web and ladder and show how they're combining in our moment in time.
Mm. You say here that you, or maybe it's not you, but it is one of the ideas that men think in lines and women think in circles. Is that so?
Well, it's partially so. I think in the early times, women and men thought in circles because their lives were controlled by the cycle of nature, season to season, sunrise to sunrise. And then when we went into a measured world, it was a ladder point of view. In the web migratory times, men and women were more or less equal, and it was a circular world. In the latter times, when we were more or less urban times, women then, at the beginning, were free to sort of stay home instead of gather, so to speak.
Right.
But then it led to a diminishment in the social system, in the political system. And so then it became a linear society, and the men were the head of that society.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think there's a more even analysis that's coming, and one of the ways to visualize that is actually a donut.
And we're going to talk about that right after the break, Lois, so don't go anywhere, everybody. You are listening to Lois Stark here on Voice America's Influencers Channel. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We are talking to Lois Stark today, and we are talking about how shape shapes the way we see things. I also wanted to talk about her book called The Telling Image, which can be found at Amazon, and it can be found in all your favorite booksellers online, and I'm assuming in the stores as well. And she was telling me that there are how many images in the book?
200 images, because so much of our brain functions with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to even read it to understand it. But when you have both together, then it makes the world that you live in, you learn how to read it and pick out the images and see shapes, and then you can reinvent the shapes that are best for you.
So before we went to break, you were telling us then about the donut.
Right. It's fun to kind of think what's next, what's emerging. And there are shapes that are coming up in buildings in China that are like an upright ring. So if you can just picture a donut standing on its edge, there is a hotel in China where it is half underwater, half above water. And if you picture the donut and you're on the inside room of this hotel, you actually have an outside view. So it holds opposites. When you step back, you can see the entire building as an elegant whole. And when you live in new shapes, you start to think in new shapes. Mm-hmm. It opens your orientations and it gives you more options. Mm-hmm. And this shape is the shape of the new Apple building, that the headquarters that mm-hmm. now Steve Jobs spent so much time thinking about, the importance of design itself and what's that doing to us and saying to us. And he made his new headquarters basically a glass donut that's, in this case, lying flat on the ground. There's another donut building in England that is actually their intelligence eavesdropping building. And that building, they're trying to learn to see problems from all sides. Their intelligence used to be based in silos and divisions, and it was much harder to understand the fast changes in the world. So now they're using the shape itself, the design, to help communications mm-hmm. Between departments and to help understand where all these different trigger points in the world are coming from.
Right, because
but this very shape actually comes from nature, mm-hmm. and it's the magnetic field around our body is a donut shape. The magnetic field around Earth is a donut shape. And some physicists think that the universe itself is a series of stacked donuts. So there's something about it that's dynamic and in motion, and the inside goes to the outside. And you get to, instead of being stuck in dualities and in particulars, you start to see whole systems. But it's not like a fixed flat system. It's a system that's always in process and feedback loops and telling you something new.
That is so fascinating. And you know, when you change the way that you're seeing things, obviously the perception in these buildings is a different way of seeing everything than if you were to be in the regular, you know, rectangular buildings that we're so used to being in and living in. And you said that when you change your workspace, you can change your thinking. So, you know, when you're working in rectangulars or in circles, well, why didn't you explain it?
Well, there's a lot of new architecture coming where there's no flat walls, there's no right angles. Mm-hmm. And when you're in those spaces, some of them are concert halls in Azerbaijan, you start to see that what we used to think of as like bottom line, single answer, right answer, wrong answer, mm-hmm. that things are a lot more fluid and you can enlarge your lens. And one of the values of our living in this space age is that we can see things from above, and you see the Earth is round, you see weather systems that have no lines to them, mm-hmm. there are currents and countercurrents, and you see larger and larger systems, but you also, instead of being lost in the chaos of it all, you can start to see patterns in the change, and you see riverbeds from satellite pictures, and they have the exact same structure as the pathways in our lungs. Mm-hmm. You see delta systems, and they have the same pattern as veins in a leaf. So you, instead of being lost with these larger and larger pictures, you actually can be comforted to know that the wider lens you have, the more aspects of a situation, the bigger you can make your picture and understanding, that things actually come to a comfort level of design and balance mm-hmm. and harmony right. and not just being lost in these little pieces.
Mm-hmm. And you say that when you change that mental map is what you're talking about. When you change that mental map, it changes your thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have the opportunity today to have three-dimensional printing. We have robotic surgery. We have virtual reality. Mm-hmm. There's even a camera that instead of taking selfies, it takes pictures of what's both in front of you and behind you. Mm-hmm. So we start to think then in three-dimensional terms, not just in dualities, right, wrong, yes, no.
Right. The other thing that I love, and I think that everybody really needs to hear, Lois, is don't stress over change, because we're wired for adaptation.
Our brains are so infinite. We use just the microscopic pieces mm-hmm. of them, and we get so thrown when we can't figure things out. But this is an age of adaptation, and that's what nature does. It incorporates everything that's come before and then gives you that small little difference of what's next. Mm-hmm. And we're wired for it. And even there was a book called Super Forecasters, and they weren't made of experts. They were asked things like to predict what would happen in the Ukraine and mm-hmm. in North Korea. And these were like ballroom dancers and mm-hmm. Very ordinary pipe workers, ordinary people, ordinary jobs. But when they started to try to anticipate what would happen next, they watched for the smallest little pieces of change, and they incorporated that in their baseline of what's next, what the probabilities are. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get locked into our own theories, and then we try to force fit all the information that's coming to us.
Right.
But just to relax into it and know you can handle it. And the most important ingredient is just the open mind. Take it in. You know, let it sift around. See where the patterns fall. Go enlarge that pattern. See what else fits it. And it's a fun game to play.
You know, I really, you know, I wonder what the shape of the things to come is. Like, what is next? What is something that is right now inconceivable to us all? I mean, just the idea, Lois, of being able to see what's going on behind me at all times is fascinating in and of itself. So what do you think could be possibly the shape of things to come?
Well, I like to think of the donut in motion. If you can picture that cylinder spinning around and around, it seems like it's a way of stirring things, but it stirs things that has a border, a context. So you can hold opposites. Let's say you were coming out of the middle of a great big donut as if it were the universe, and you would see an expanding universe, and you would be sure of it because there was evidence. But then if you just went around the other side, you would be equally sure of a contracting universe.
Yeah.
So the first thing to do is to know that all of our answers are partial answers. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the lessons that will also help us be more adaptive, mm-hmm. not to be so fixed in this is the truth, this is the answer. It's just our latest best guess.
Yeah.
And if you think of that donut shape, not really as a solid, but of made up of thousands and gazillions of
right.
pieces,
right.
then they're all interacting with each other. And all of those interactions might be mapped as the network that we are living in today. But if you step back, you can see it as a torus, which is the name of that donut shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true of ourselves. It's true, as I said, of the magnetic field around our bodies and around Earth. And it's possibly true of the universe itself,
mm-hmm.
many different systems that feed into each other
right.
in these kind of recurring feedback loops.
And it's all energy. And the other great thought is we are just living in one universe. How many more are there, right? So I'd love to get into that with you, but unfortunately we're at the end of the show already. So I want to thank you so much again for this conversation has expanded my mind, and I know that it's done that for my listeners as well. So I want to thank you again, Lois Starr, for being with us here on Voice America's Influencers Channel in the Limelight with Clarissa Burt.
Thank you, Clarissa.
Everybody, don't go away. We are going to be right back.